The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Havayin Dalit, one of the more intricate and time-consuming halachas, the master, in a practical sense, Hilchos Boreh. Hilchos Boreh is also one of the most crucial melachos to know the halachos of in a basic way for Hilchos Shabbos, because many of the melachos, the usual way that a person can be nichshol if he doesn't know the details down to halachah l'maisa, usually is derabban. For instance, bishul, most times when a person is over, it'll only be, not only, but at least it'll only be a derabban. Whereas Boreh, it's very, very easy for a person to be nichshol in deraisis, mamash and melachos deraisis. Therefore, a good understanding of not only the basics of Hilchos Boreh, but a practical application of the halacha l'maaseh Boreh, which is quite intricate, every case is different, is essential to a proper kiyum. We're not going to discuss the cases that come up very often sitting by the Shabbos table and such. Not the framework for it, it's not the time for it. But what we'll try to do is just to discuss some of the basic concepts the way it's brought down in our Amud, Davayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Taisus in Dibra Maskul Hoylofonim Shnemini Oichlim is Miskasha. Taisus finds difficult the feed of gears that he has in the Gemara. What Shaykh, the Malach of Boreh, when we talk about Shnemini Oichlim, the classic sense, the Taich of Boreh, the way it was in the Mishkan, the way it's in the Mishnah of Klal Gadol and Davayin Gimel, is in the process of purifying the wheat in order to bake it. So the psoilus had to be cleared out of the oichel, which in this case would mean the pebbles or the straw had to be cleared out of the grain before grinding it and having flour that would be roy lachila. And that process is boirer of the psoilus from the oichel. We'll discuss in a few minutes the difference between taking out the of being mevara, the psoilus mitecha oichel, the oichel mitecha psoilus. But in any case, this oichel of psoilus. What about shtei mini oichel? Person has two foods in front of him, and he wants to eat one, he doesn't want to eat the other. The Gemara seems to say that there's Boreh Daraisa. Tosfos says that obviously one has to say, a chiddush, that even though in the Pashut sense, psoilus is something that's not roi l'achilo, Tosfos says one has to say, based on the Gemara by us, that Shnei Mini Oichlim also has Boreh, that a food that one does not want to eat will be considered psoilus lu'umas, vis-a-vis the food that he does want to eat. That's Tosfos' chiddush. The Rambam seems to have a whole new interpretation of Boreh, which l'chayri he based on this problem, that if the definition of Boreh is purifying the food, being misakenet la'achila, creating a food which is edible, by taking out the psoilus, then by shnei mini oichlim you don't have that problem. You could eat, if you have raisins and nuts and peanuts mixed together, you could eat both of them are royal la'achila. The Rambam seems to define Boreh as separating food, making a food something that's separate by itself. Not purifying it from the psoilus, but separating it from something else, creating a thing unto itself, an oichel unto itself, in which case, shnei mini oichlim also will have boreh. Now, there is a Pashta Nafkamina that Prima Gordon brings down between the two interpretations. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yutes is the halachas of boreh. The Shulchan Aruch would seem to indicate that the Mechaber paskins Kedarka like the Rambam, and the Ramah brings Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that the Ramah is being Machmir, and Lahalacha, we should be Choshesh for the Shittas of the Rambam and Tosfos in their definition. Both the Rambam that defines Boreh as purification, and he says that there's a purification of one food from the other, from the food that you don't want, that's also a birur hamaychel, that's also a tikkun hamaychel, and Tosfos says that that's the taich of Tosfos, and according to the Rambam, the definition of boreh is the birur macholim zumizu, and that's why we even by two macholim. There is an afkamin that Prima Gordon points out. What happens when a person wants to eat both? We said, let's say a case, you have a platter, and you have different types of fruit mixed together. You want to eat both, but you don't like the taste of the two mixed together. You have raisins mixed together with nuts. You want to eat both, but you don't want to eat both of them mixed together. You have different types of cookies. You don't want to eat two of them in one bite. You want to eat one type of cookie and the other type of cookie, but not that one is to be considered oichel apsalus l'chayra. According to the Tosfos, it would be mutter because there's no psalus. So according to the Rambam, that defines beirer as separation of different types of food, l'chayra it would be, and not only different types of food, but different types of things, different types of clothing, different types of svarim, or different types of puzzle pieces, toy pieces, that are mixed together. That's clear from the Poskim, that beirer is not only by oichel, even though the Mishkan was found by oichel. The halacha would be that it would be osur. The beer halacha brings down, that's one basic, important point, that there are two definitions of beirer. The beer halacha brings down an interesting discussion from the Yeshuas Yankiv, where the Poskim had a problem with the malacha of beirer bechlal. We know that there's a klal of malacha shetzricha legufa, malacha she'enet tzricha legufa. Most Rishonim hold that the malachas, in order to be malacha deraisa, have to be tzricha legufa. If one digs a hole, not because one wants the hole, but one wants the dirt that was in the hole, one takes out the dirt. Since the purpose of digging the hole is only to get the dirt, it's not a malacha deraisa of chayrish, it's only malacha derabonon, it's a malacha she'enet tzricha legufa. What about bayr? If the purpose of separating the psoilus from the oichel is because one wants the oichel, is the taking out of the psoilus, l'chayr should not be a malacha deraisa. So, the Yeshuas Yankiv is busy with this question. The Ramban says, the Ramban's Mechadish, that by pulling out the psoilus, one is miyape the oichel. Being miyape the oichel, that is the tzricha legufa. The Ramban says a similar concept. Let's say there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos says that for one to cut his nails or to take a haircut, cutting nails is only malacha d'rabbanan. Why? Because the malacha is goizeh, separating part of a living entity, taking off the psalus of the hair of a living entity. The same way shearing a sheep is malacha deraisa, l'chara, shaving one's mustache or cutting one's nails should also be malacha deraisa. Tosfos says it's only malacha derabanan. Over there, by shearing the sheep, one is doing it because one wants the wool. Nobody's taking off their fingernails because they want the fingernails. Only the women in India that shave their hair in order to sell the human hair to a shaitel company would have a malacha deraisa of goizis. But in the regular case, one is taking off the hair for their head, not for the hair. So Tosfos says that sure enough, that taking a haircut is only malacha derabanan. So an interesting shaila, midei davri, by Hagoin Hagodl, Rabbi Avram Genachovsky, who was Zatzal from Yerushalayim, who was Niftanant long ago. He discussed somebody who was in Siberia during the war, and he was given a job by the authorities, by the Russian authorities, the prison authorities. He was able to be either the camp barber, or he had a job cutting trees. And one of his considerations in making that decision was that cutting trees would be a malacha deraisa, as opposed to being a barber, that according to the Tosfos would only be a malacha derabanan. However, there was another tzad there also, that cutting trees would be less mice in malacha. Cutting hairs, every two hairs would be a malacha deraisa. What's worse, doing more malachas derabanan or having less malacha deraisa? That's a shmooze for itself. In any case, the Tosfos says that goyis is tziporna of the sire is derabanan. The Ramban, however, says the same idea as Boyer, that if the purpose of removing the psoilus, the hair or the fingernails, is to be miyapa, the head or the fingers, that would be a malacha tzricha legufa. Even though one is doing a malacha by removing the fingernails, but the act is being done in order to be miyapa one's finger or one's hair, one's head, therefore it would be malacha deraisa. The same idea as we just said by Boyer. This is interestingly enough, the Bialach does not bring the Yeshuas Yaakov. He does not bring the Ramban, he brings it from the Yeshuas Yaakov, but it's really a discussion of Rishonim. This is a Rivash that says a novel interpretation by Goizes, which means Luchar, that he does not hold of this Chiddush in the Ramban. The Balamor says something else. The Balamor says that obviously we see that there are certain Malachas that don't have to be Tzricha Legufa. Obviously, Boyer does not have to be a Malacha for the thing where the Malacha is being performed. And Goizes also would be the same, Goizes would be a malacha shtricha legufa, but Boirer would be a malacha which by definition is chayiv midaraisa, even though it's any tzricha legufa. However, what would come at is in a case where there is no real yipui that's being done to the thing to the oichel, so to speak, where nothing really is being improved by taking away. You have item A and item B, and there's no improvement in item B, and there's no real separation of two things, of item A from item B, there would not be a malacha d'oraisa. For example, simple case. If there is a pile of socks, as we said, the pasukim are clear that bayir is not only by oichel, it's even by svarim, piles of clothing, puzzle pieces, what have you. If there's a pile of socks where they're not really the size, you're not really being miyapa by taking out one black sock, you're not being miyapa the blue sock that's there. Ma'odi tochen, it wouldn't be shaykh to call that a melacha d'oraisa. You're not really doing anything to the thing that's there. The pulling out of one sack would be, at worst, only a melacha d'rabbanan. Because only melacha sheni tzricha legufo. What are you going to say? You're going to say, but the melacha is causing a yipui of the sack that's there. You're not doing anything to the sack. By taking out psoilus, you're purifying the food. That's true. But you're not doing anything to the sack that's there by pulling out another sack. So that would create nafkaminis, because of this definition. Another thing that's discussed now with Sugya is the basic clauses of when Bayer is Mutter. The Gemara says that there's an notion that Bayer is Mutter, even though there's Malach Deraisa Bayer, but Bayer HaMuteres has three Tanoim. One Tanai is that it has to be Miyad, that it has to be for immediate consumption. If one is being Mevar something to be used in the future, what's called miyad, the classic example of preparing a salad, or being mavar or anything, peeling vegetables, for example, which is bayir. The only reason why it's mutter is because it's being used miyad for the suda. It's being used miyad. So the Rishonim, the way the Rishonim understand, is that when somebody is eating something, what he's doing is not a ma'aseh breira per se, it's a ma'aseh achila. This is something we find very often in Malacha Shabbos, where the definition of that malacha is subjective to the situation. One can do the same ma'aseh in two different scenarios. One is a malacha d'oraisa, one is heter gomer. Peeling vegetables because one wants a pile of peeled cucumbers is bayir, is an act of being misaken, of being miyape, those cucumbers to be eaten. But peeling it to put in one's mouth is part of the ma'aseh achila. Since there's no other way of eating a cucumber besides peeling, peeling an orange, to make it simpler, is part of the act of achila. It's not an act of breru. When is it a ma'aseh achila and not a ma'aseh breru? When it's done miyad. When it's done right away, takeif to the zman achila. What is takeif to the zman achila? Is a big machlok sapoisim. Does it have to be takeif to the achila mamish? Or does it have to be, which is the way Rav Eliyosha Zatzal held, other parts can be Bodel Chaim Tev Meruchim Revozner Shlita of Nebra, Ramosha El that way, is that Boirer could be considered a Maisa Achila even when it's only close to the latest possible time one could prepare. Lamashal. A woman, let's say, wants to go out to a Kiddush and she wants to peel the vegetables for a vegetable salad before she goes out. Or, we'll say even a more Pashto case. Well, one is going out for a walk with the children, and one wants to peel vegetables to take on the walk, then in an hour, we're assuming that it's Erev, in an hour from now, or even a place where you're just walking with your children, and you want to be able to sit down and give the children a snack. There's no miyad to the zman achila, but the latest possible time you could have peeled those vegetables is before you left your house. Would that be considered miyad? Would that not be considered miyad? That's a machlokes haposkim. That's one tanai, miyad. Another tanai is that has to be biyad, it has to be by hand. Anything that's done by hand could be considered, if it's being done for achila, immediate consumption, that it's a ma'aseh achila. Anything that's done with a kli hamiyuchad loy is to be considered an act of breira. Over here there's an afkamina. A kli hamiyuchad, something which is used specifically for breira. According to many paiskim, a vegetable peeler is a kli miyuchad lebreira. The Gemara talks about cases that were common then. The Gemara talks about certain types of sieves and sifters, etc., etc. But now, okay, let's say peeling vegetables with a vegetable peeler, it might be a clay miyuchid. If it's a clay miyuchid, it's a malacha d'oraisa. If it's a clay that's not miyuchid, then it's not d'oraisa, it's only d'rabbanon. But it would be boir mid d'rabbanon, it has to be biyad. It has to be done by hand. Rav Moshe spoke at length in the Tshuvos about certain types of kelim which are not. A person peels vegetables, not with a peeler, with a knife. The reason why he's doing it that way, why isn't it just pull it over his hands? You can't peel a cucumber with your hand. You can peel an orange with your hand. You can't peel a cucumber with your hand. So peeling a cucumber with a knife would not render that a ma'aseh brei. It would still be considered a ma'aseh achila because you don't have a choice. Rav Moshe discussed certain kelim which are not, do not create a better brerud, do not facilitate. The brerud is just easier to deal with. Rav Moshe considered that yada richter. Let's say somebody uses something, a kli, just because it's more sanitary, doesn't want to touch the fruit or the vegetables that he's working with. Rav Moshe considered that biyad. Other person dispute this. Again, we're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of what, yeah, what not. The third tonight, which is sometimes the hardest to get straight, is the tnai of oichel mitech psoilus. One could be mevara oichel mitech psoilus. That's to be considered a ma'aseh achila. Psoilus mitech oichel is a ma'aseh brei, not a ma'aseh achila. The derech achila is to take the oichel mitech psoilus. So, for instance, if one wants to take out a sefer, there's a pile of svarim, and one wants to say one cannot remove the svarim one doesn't want, and thereby leave over the sefer one does want. One has to pick up the sefer that one does want. Agav, we mentioned the biyad, over there would be the same shadow. Let's say there are svarim in a dark room, and one wants to learn before it gets dark, so one wants to take the sefer from a pile when there's still light outside. Marshall, when Shabbos comes in, and you know that in 2 hours you're going to want that sefer, but it's going to be dark in the room, you're not going to be able to pick it, you're not going to be able to see the sefer. So you want to take the sefer now after Shkia, but before it gets dark. Would that be considered miyad for immediate use? So again, it would be telling what we said before, is miyad toldoi in immediate use, literally, or is it toldoi, or soon to be used, or is it toldoi in when you could possibly do it, and not long term, in which case it would be mutar. The tnai of, getting back to what we're saying, the oichel mitech psoilus, this is the basic problem, but again, by peeling vegetables with l'chayru, when you peel an orange, you're taking the peel off the orange. L'chayru, that's psoilus mitech oichel, not oichel mitech psoilus. But since that's the only way to do it, that as well would be considered a ma'aseh achila. Again, there are many cases where it's not clear what are you taking from the other. And there are many varied and protein that go to make these halachas. We were just trying to discuss the basics of the halachas. So again, we discussed the tenoyim that render the brayer that's being done as a ma'aseh achila and not a ma'aseh brayer, the tenoyim of miyad, piyad, and oichel mitech psoilus, varied cases. We discussed exactly the definition of brayer, why it's a malacha d'oraisa. Is the Malacha Deraisa, how is the Malacha Deraisa, first of all, how is the Malacha Tzrika Lugufa? How is it to be considered a Malacha which is relating to the Yipui of the thing which the Oichel which is being left behind? Again, in the case of Deraisa, Breru would be Psalis Mitech Oichel. As we said, Oichel Mitech Psalis is a Ma'aseh Achila, not a Ma'aseh Breru. Unless one does it B'Klei Miyuchad, if it's done B'Klei Miyuchad, could be considered Deraisa of Breira, even though it's Oichel Mitech Psoilus. But in the basic sense, Oichel Mitech Psoilus is a Ma'aseh Achila, Psoilus Mitech Oichel is a Ma'aseh Breira, and the Tzricha Legufa is in the thing that's left behind. In that case, the Oichel, that would be the Malacha Deraisa. And we discussed what the basic definition, the textbook definition of Breira is. That's Machlokes Tos in the Rambam, is the definition, the Yipui, the Tikkun of the Oichel. Or is it the fact that you separated two things in a distinct order, where A is by with A and B is with B, and the fact that B is by itself, not mixed up with something else, that itself is the Malacha Deraisa. Machlokes Tos in the Rambam, and we discussed Nafkim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.